Sportsline here on a Monday on WBAL, and we are with Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. Looking at quarterback play this past week, and I think it's fascinating looking back at how great the Ravens' run was a year ago and how great Joe Flacco was in the postseason. I was actually really impressed in some ways with Colin Kaepernick yesterday until the last 11 minutes of the game when he turned it over three times. People have to remember when they're judging Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and their quarterback ratings in the postseason, you're supposed to struggle a little bit in the postseason because the competition, especially I think defensively, there's such a difference between these teams that are in and the ones that are watching, and it's supposed to be harder, and it just shows how elite it looked last year from the Ravens offense for those four games.
I mean, because there were, points in every part of the game where you can see Peyton, had a few missteps here, not any critical mistakes, but Tom Brady did. Russell Wilson had a turnover early, and Kaepernick, there were a couple of passes he probably wished he had back. And then you think back to Joe Flacco, where four playoff games, no interceptions. It was a pretty flawless effort. I mean, I know it's kind of hard for people to remember that after, Joe had about 22 interceptions this past year. But I kind of had the same thoughts of when watching these games that I think it just really kind of magnifies what kind of job Flacco had last year to really just crank it up a notch and have a postseason that really was only matched by Joe Montana before. And, I thought about that as well. It's just you really have to appreciate what, Joe Flacco did last year. That's why, people will talk about this contract. But if you saw what he did last year, I think he certainly earned it.
And, Jameson, the other thing that jumps out to me when you think about yesterday's games and really going back a few years now, and I have a lot of respect for Tom Brady and what the Patriots have done over a very long period of time right now and the nature of the league, free agency, turnover, injuries, you name it, they're always there, always in the conversation. I think that's all you can ask as a fan base in any market. But Tom Brady's been outplayed in the last three AFC title games just at the quarterback position, and he very well could have been 0-3 in these games. He is 1-2 because of a drop pass by Lee Evans. That's also intriguing to think about.
Yeah, and believe me, I think the previous two, especially against when he was going against Flacco, I think that stands out more yesterday. And, I've watched the Patriots a couple times throughout the year and when they played the Ravens, but it really amazed me how that team, that New England Patriots team, even got to the AFC.
I agree with you.
I mean, you saw Peyton Manning throwing to Julius Thomas, Demaryius, Eric Decker. I mean, Wes Welker. I mean, you just saw the amount of weapons he had to throw to, and Brady is looking around, and you have Julian Edelman. Then even in one of the first early drives, he's throwing to a tight end named Mulligan.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, throwing a deep pass to a special teams player, Matthew Slater. It was evident that he got outplayed yesterday by Peyton Manning, but I think for one of the few times in the AFC Championship game, he just did not have any weapons to really go. And I Peyton Manning had a great game, but what showed to me was that Tom Brady taking that team to AFC Championship game, that told me a lot about what he was able to do this year, because I don't know how many other quarterbacks put in that situation could have carried that team that far this season.
I completely agree with you, Jameson. It is really impressive that they got there considering the personnel. People are acting, though, and this does bother me, like Brady hasn't had parts for a long time. In the last few AFC Championship games, he had Welker, he had the two tight ends. It really hasn't been this huge gap where he had nobody since Randy Moss left the Patriots. He's had weapons in the past. This year, he really did not. But what makes Manny and Brady so impressive, and this is why they are those two players, and there isn't a quarterback in the league, maybe outside Aaron Rodgers, maybe Drew Brees, who can even hold a candle to them. They've created these receivers along the way. I've always been very skeptical if we'd even know the name Marvin Harrison or Dallas Clark or all these players that have come through those two organizations. It's because of the quarterback that we are aware of all these surrounding parts, including the Edelmans and Welkers of the world.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons that Andrew Luck has really impressed, even in the second season, because he didn't have Reggie Wayne this year. I mean, you had T.Y. Hilton, and, I mean, help me out with
– I don't know any.
You know, I know Darius Hayward Bay was there, but that was because he's a Maryland guy. But and I don't know if that's a positive. But I think that's why a lot of people are becoming so impressed with Andrew Luck so early in his career, is because, this season when he did not have – the weapons, he was still able to get that team to the playoffs, and he really elevated the receivers and targets around him, and I think that's what some people are still looking at with Flacco, for especially coming up this next year. They're going to get another receiver, probably another young receiver, and they're hoping to have Dennis Pitta back, re-sign him or put the franchise tag on him. So the Ravens could, I think in their perfect world, they'll have Torrey Smith. They'll have a young playmaker coming from the draft.
Probably another
tight
end.
Yeah, they'll have Dennis Pitta. So he will have some weapons, and it will be his job to raise their game up another level.
Nothing's going to get better with the Ravens offense if they don't do better than 3.1 yards per carry. That much I can promise you, Jameson.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. It starts with the offensive line. I mean, that when we're talking about running game and giving Joe time to throw the ball, they have to do something with that offensive line. And by keeping Juan Castillo, the Ravens are sending the message that it wasn't the coaches' problem with the offensive line, it was the players themselves. So it'll be very interesting to see how that offensive line transforms next season.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. Jameson, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, anytime. Thank you, Brett.